It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Morning, mate. Now, you're all across social media and, you know, I mean, what would you say Facebook is known for?
Reminding you of your birthday.
Yeah, okay. Birthdays, great. Yeah. Instagram.
Insta, more of a platform that I use.
Yeah.
Just to sort of snoop, upload. I upload photos on Instagram more than Facebook.
Okay, yeah, same, yeah. Right? And then obviously TikTok is a bit more known for...
A bit niche. I don't really use TikTok.
No.
But I think that's just like funny videos.
Yep.
And you just, I know people spend hours just scrolling through.
Yes.
It's more trends and hacks.
I'm one of those people.
On TikTok.
Yeah. What's OnlyFans known for?
That is... I'd say that's your MA 15 plus or your R-type content.
Yeah, your AO.
Yeah.
Right?
What's AO?
Adult only.
Oh, yeah.
You're so young.
Duh.
Bless. But this is the thing. OnlyFans are planning to block sexually explicit content.
Oh, that's what they're known for.
Exactly.
And honestly, you see articles and it's people making like $100,000 a month.
Dude, people have made $5 billion on this
platform. No, they haven't.
$5 billion.
Are you kidding
me? People have made like thousands of dollars in a day of getting on OnlyFans.
See, but yeah, I don't know. It won't work for me. Like, I don't think it really works for...
Because you like sexually explicit content.
No, I'm saying me going on as a 5'11" bloke. No one wants to see me doing things, do they?
Mate, maybe you should... I don't, but now, there probably are people out there that want to see what's under the hoodie and hat, you know?
What's Andy got to offer?
What's under the tool belt? What's happening? I'm not really sure, but the thing is, OnlyFans, I mean, this, if you're not sure what OnlyFans is,
Yeah. Basically
it came about... Look, it's been out since 2016, but it's only really gained momentum in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Also, I'd say, especially during lockdown, because people are bored. And what do you do when you're bored?
You pay to use a media platform.
Well, I was going to say just peruse the internet, but whatever you're
into. Oh, yeah.
Whatever hubs you want to go to, Andy, if you want to pay for content, that's great. Yeah. OnlyFans is basically like, hey, everyone can see my Insta content and that, but I'm going to give you behind the scenes action for a little bit of extra coin, right?
Yep.
So that's what basically OnlyFans is. And that's how they make their money. So what are they going to do without the sexually explicit content?
Because that's all they're known for.
Well, and I guess a lot of people are not just doing that on their OnlyFans. It's kind of like, look at me behind the scenes. But let's be real. That's what most of OnlyFans content is.
Yep.
And they're like, okay, the guidelines are going to be, we're going to help the content creators, you know, change this up. The changes are coming in October. They're saying, look, it depends on what's under the guidelines. So you can be nude.
Yep.
But it needs to be like nice nude.
Yeah. You know, I can literally see how this is going to go. Like the blokes on OnlyFans, they'll be wearing, like they'll be naked, but they'll have that apron of like the Statue of David with like naked one.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then they'll be like on their Weber and be like, you want me to show you how to cook a bratwurst?
Oh my God.
I'll show you.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now that the ground is dry, probably best to get in and mow your lawns before the showers come.
Really? Thanks, Dad.
That's a little tip because there's nothing worse than when the ground's moist and then trying to mow.
Yeah.
I find satisfaction in it.
Yeah, me too. I love it because the grass gets all over you, especially when you're like allergic to grass, right?
You're not allergic to grass.
Yes, I am.
How can you be allergic to grass?
When I was a kid... I was allergic to the sun.
No, you
weren't. Yes, I was.
Allergic to the sun and allergic to the grass.
Yes.
What could you do?
Not much.
Stay inside all day.
Pretty much. That was covered in calamine lotion from the ages of 5 to 13.
Oh, my goodness.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Loggy, let's do this. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday. Fun fact.
Every Friday we like to give you some fun facts that you can tell your workmates and aren't your real mates, but it's good that you impress them because when it comes time for a workplace promotion or something, then you can say to them, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
I think there's a bit more to it.
There is a bit more to it.
Yeah.
I said to myself, should I practice? And I heard Tom's voice.
You were channeling
saying,
Tom.
Saying, back myself.
Yeah.
And the lesson is, never back yourself.
Don't do it. No. Hey, Logs, look, I'll redeem this with some fun and interesting facts.
Oh, give it to us, Andy.
How is this? American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class.
Yes.
Oh, have you heard that before?
No, I wasn't sure whether that was real or not.
You've heard it?
No. I wasn't sure.
You've heard it.
No, I haven't. Okay. It's new information to me.
That's
a good fun fact.
I thought it was fun because I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This one's pretty disgusting, but I'll tell you anyway. Rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have more than over 1 million descendants.
Oh.
Do rats name their, like, children?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that?
Yeah, 100%. Do?
Yeah. Little Ratatouille over there?
Yep, there's tetanus over there. That one's bitey.
There's fangs. Yeah. This is pretty gross, and it affects us directly.
Okay.
Wearing headphones for just over an hour will increase the bacteria in your ears by 700 times.
Oh, my God.
Is that not the most revolting thing you've ever heard in your
life?
That
actually makes sense, though.
Oh, don't say you haven't.
No.
Yuck.
Maybe I have.
No! I've got this weird thing.
About ears?
Dirty ears.
Yes, I know. Do I always clean my ears?
I went to primary school with a kid, and I will not name his name, but I remember he had the dirtiest ears ever.
When you say dirty ears...
Like earwax. Like full... And... We did swimming lessons. No. He came out of the pool.
No, stop!
His ears were clean. Is that not the worst thing you have ever heard? There's a fun fact for you. You want clean ears? Go for a swim.
Oh my God.
Fun fact. Bro.